Hi everyone, it's been a while. Always a while. Because I don't have a topic to talk to you before. Wait, rewind. I don't know what to say. Anyway, today I'm so happy because someone special has gotten engaged. I'm just not going to tell you who, but that made me want to talk about ideals and standards when it comes to men, or probably you can also equate it to women. So for those that ano lang, applicable, yeah. So first, I'll probably start with the fact that I used to have ideals. I still do naman siguro, pero it changes over time. I guess as we grow up, as we mature, these things changes. When I was siguro in high school, when I was in high school, I was into morenos, as in morenos. Oh, actually, no, before morenos, I like anime characters. It's stupid. And Disney Channel characters. I don't know if you watched Lizzie McGuire. I had a crush on Gordo because he's the best friend who's always there. And probably at that time I was like, I'm a damsel in distress that needs to be saved. And that's why I like Disney Channel. Wait, I'm going to charge my phone while doing this. You're going to hear it click, so... Oh, I think it's difficult, but whatevs. I'm going to remove it. So many M's, sorry. Okay, so high school. And then I of course, have crushes at school. And most of these are moreno. And then there is Jericho Rosales. Oh my gosh, he's such a hottie. I'm talking about physical appearance. And then every time I write down in the slum book... or autograph, that's what we call it before. I used to always write like God fearing, kind, blah 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 blah. Those ideal stuff. Yeah, but that later on has changed. When I was in college, I wanted someone who challenges me. And I ended up being with a mestizo. I think my ideals have also changed in terms of physical appearance. Then I like mestizo joke. I like mestizo then. But more so, my focus then was the mind, the engaging of the minds. I don't want someone who always just tells me yes. I don't like it when they patronize or adore me. So I mean, it's good to be adored or patronized, but not too much. I have this weird thing that when I have a crush and then that person has a crush on me, like right away, that, I don't know, nawawala yung pagka-crush ko sa person na yun. So it's kind of weird, but that's just me. Probably because parang nawala na yung challenge. I feel like I like chasing people who don't like me. But I ended up with someone who was really challenging. We're not together now, but we were together for a good 7 years. And yeah, not every day, but when we talk about important things, like especially the news, current events, we debate, and that's what I liked then in a guy. Now that I'm quite old, not really that old, I'm still immature and childish. I think it's a bit different na din. I don't know why nahuhumaling ako sa mga chinito these days. It's probably because I'm watching too much Korean novellas, or I don't know why, but I was crushing on Sian Lim for a bit, and then there's this another guy, there's this other guy, model in Manila. I'm not gonna say the name, but oh my gosh, he's so cute, and he's got a dimple in his chinito, and that's he is the inspiration for signature of Him, Her, and the Blurry Stars, and I cannot shut up about it. So my ideal guy now would have to be someone. I would have to go back to my high school ideals. Has to be someone who loves God above all things. Or if he doesn't believe in any God or religion, he has to be someone kind and is humane, you know, and believes that there's beauty in this godforsaken world for some people, for this cruel world. I also still like someone who challenges me, intellectually especially. I would want someone to dream dreams, and not just for himself, but to also dream dreams with me. I would like someone to just not look at me or my, you know, physical appearance, but for what is truly inside, really get to know me deeply. And lastly, of course, someone who's sincere in loving. Nucks. Because it's very difficult to find people who love sincerely. Or maybe people who understands what love really is. A lot of us nowadays would think that this is love, better like lampala, or then they would say this is love, but infatuation lampala, or obsession, which is, or lust, kaya. So, I think no, few people na lang ang may alam kung ano talaga yung totoong love. And I always repeat this whenever I talk to someone, that I always believe that love is kind of a two-sided sword. Love has to be both unconditional and conditional. Conditional in the sense that it would allow you to grow, to be better as a person, to be the best version of yourself individually, but at the same time when you are with that person. Because sometimes even when we become our best, sometimes you realize na, oh, this person is not meant for me pala. So maybe that person is not really meant for you, because, or unless you work it out, diba? And then, of course, grow together, be the best versions of yourselves together. That would, I think, be the best, like, in a relationship. And then, second is unconditional, because you need to be accepted for who you are, flaws and all. You can, okay, balance lang dalawa dapat. So for me, that is what love is, and only few people understand that. Okay. Okay, now I think I do set my standard quite high, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't want to settle for less. Like, even if probably 30-ish ka na, you're still not with someone, and people would tell you na, taas kasi ng standard, kaya tuloy walang nagkakagusto, blah, 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 or wala ka pang boyfriend. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being single at that age. And why would you settle for something less, diba? If you want something better, parang na, ano pang tawag sa Tagalog nun? Napugus. I don't know, I'm speaking Bisaya, but yeah, you're just forced to settle just because you need to. You're not gonna be happy, you're gonna have problems. It's good if you would fall in love later on, or you'd be happy later on, but if not, like me, hindi mo talaga ako mafo-force. The more you push me into something that I don't like, the more I don't like it. Kaya, but that's just me. Maybe iba for you guys, but hopefully you don't, you know, you don't settle for less. Go for the best. You don't, because some people, they would think na, oh, ganito lang ako, kaya I'll just settle na lang, because probably no one would like me. Blah, 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 something like that. Yeah, sorry about that. I have messages from friends. So don't think lowly of yourself. Put yourself in a high pedestal, because you are valuable, you are important, and you deserve to be chased. You deserve, like, a good person, the best even, diba? Ayun, char no pinagsasabi ko. Okay, so ideals, and yeah, there are also reasons din naman kung bakit kailangan mong i-set high yung standards mo, right? As what I have mentioned before, you are important, and If you're gonna, how am I gonna say this? If you're gonna set your standard high for yourself, then it follows na din, like, how it is with your love life or with shocks. Anong pinagsasabi ko, lols. So, I mean, you deserve the good things in life. If, for example, hirap ka na nga sa trabaho, magtapos love life pa, hindi pa hindi ka pa masaya, palagi ka pang umiiyak. Why settle for those things? Get out. You only have one life. Be happy, diba? I don't know why a lot of people nowadays are so scared of being single. There's nothing wrong with being single. It's okay to wait. Oh my gosh, and dami kong messages. I'm so sorry, guys. You can date around, you know, but until you find a good one. Pero stop being so scared of being single. Enjoy it. Sometimes it's good to just be by yourself muna and just get to know yourself and maybe establish what you really want until you find it, or be stronger muna, diba? So kasi I don't know, like I'm not gonna say numbers na lang siguro kasi I'm gonna mawawala pa rin naman ako. So if you set your standards high, kasi for me, you're also setting the standards high for that other person to treat you better. So pag wala kang standard, parang okay lang sa'yo na gagaguhin ka always, and push mo na yan. Sige, kung gusto mong umiyak palagi, fine. But if you would want a gentleman, I would want someone intelligent, then you would get it and wait for that person, diba? Not like get it right away, but and also probably be with the crowd which would have those kind of people. Yeah. And then when you do set your standard high, then realize much more ang self-worth mo. Kasi if someone really wants you, they would really pursue you. Like, yung mga gusto ko lang makuha agad-agad, they're not gonna work hard for it. Okay? So, yeah. So, ano ba ba? Ano bang sabihin ko? You only have one life. Sinabi ko na to kanina, you only have one life and you deserve to be happy. Kaya, as much as possible in all aspects of your life, try to find where you're happy at. Try to find people na who would make you happy. Kasi mahirap eh. When you're unhappy, it does a lot of things to your mind, to your body, or to your relationships with other people. It's really difficult. Okay, I'm just gonna say something. I still have anxiety, and part of it siguro is because I was unhappy, and maybe there's some parts of me that need to go out of a certain unhappiness. I just don't know which one yet, but I should get there. Now, this is setting standards. It's not just about like having a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Set standards for work, set standards for school, for yourself even, because that's the only way of attaining your ano ba, complete bliss. And it changes over time. Like nung sinabi ko nga kanina, what's probably my best person when I was in high school, probably to marry an anime guy like Sendo and Slam Dunk, is no longer the same when I fell in love with Watsile in high school of Meteor Garden. And now, another, I don't know. Yeah, so things. Oh, now I do like Kristoff of Frozen. I really loved him since Frozen 1 and much more in Frozen 2. You guys should watch it. Where were we? We were talking about happiness. Yeah. Be selfish sometimes. But not selfish na natatapakan mo na yung ibang tao. Selfish in a way that you put yourself first before helping other people. Kasi you only have one self. I think that's yan siguro yung relationship that you need to nurture first before going, you know, going out with someone or things like that. So if you also set your standard high, this kind of person would potentially be someone who would accept you for who you are and would allow you to grow, just like what I mentioned earlier. And in that way, you're going forward, you're not going backward. And that's where we want to be in life. We want to go forward. We don't want to be stranded, or alam mo yung ano ba yung sinasabi ng mga tao pag na like they leave you hanging. Yeah, leave you hanging. We don't want that. We want movement, and the movement is going upwards or onwards. Okay. Ano pa ba? Set standards. Last na to. Because you deserve a kind of love that not just would sweep you off your feet, but something that would last through time. Eh, kaya nga tayo nag-relationship with a person is because we want that person to be our partner for good, diba? We want to talk to that person, like air out our feelings, or, you know, these are, those people, sila yung parang best friend and family and lover at the same time. Kaya you really have to choose well, okay? So, if you want to write a very good love story, if you want God to write your very an amazing story, you have to set the standard. You have to have ideals. Minsan talaga, nawawala yung ideals. You fall in love, you get attracted to a certain person, but once you get to know the person, go back to the fact na, ito ba talaga yung gusto ko sa isang lalaki? Is this what I want, or do I have to endure this kind of attitude for the rest of my life? Ako na lang ba palagi yung mag-a-adjust? Because if it's love, you don't always have to try so much. It should just flow, okay? So I hope you will set your standards and find the best person there is for you, and hope you become the best version of yourself as well. Bye!